The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
In the shadow of the bell tower in Richmond's Capitol Square, community organizers gave speeches and rallied a group of close to 50 protesters to march for legislative reform regarding crimes involving the police. For many, like Aaliyah Jones and Chris Howard, the issue of altercations with the police is commonplace.
I had a friend that was targeted by the police years ago, so it means a lot for me to be out here walking and supporting.
When asked if he had any incidents with the police, Chris Howard simply said, "Who doesn't?" Regardless of what motivated people to come out to Capitol Square, the refrain was one of unity.
We must move as one!
We must move as one!
We must move as one!
While some may see these demonstrations as all talk, Vic Rogers, president of the Urban League Young Professionals Network of Greater Richmond, summed up the commitment to sustained work outside of these public marches.
It's all about paying attention and focusing on what the real issue is, because you can either pay attention to the noise or the signal. And I think the signal is, you know, we need to probably hold our legislators a little bit more accountable as opposed to the noise where we're, you know, marching all the time. I mean, it's good to do it, but if there's no action steps behind it, what are we here for?
Wes Bellamy outlined the legislative priorities the march hopes to achieve.
First and foremost, we need to have legislation that bans the check-the-box question on all applications. Secondly, we need to have independent review boards on all instances of police misconduct. We've been seeing this over and over again. Police do not know how to police themselves. Again, this is not us versus them. We don't hate our police officers. We just want to see transparency. Lastly, the body cameras. All law enforcement agencies with 50 members or more need to have mandatory body cameras. Only, once again, for transparency.
In a day of loud voices and impassioned speeches, it was a young voice that stole the show.
Now, my name is Elijah Coles Brown. Ooh. I am 10 years old, and I am a motivational speaker. We will march until we have our justice. Everybody say justice!
Justice!
In this march, which rallied around the phrase, "All lives matter," rhetoric and oratory was not the tenor of the day. Rather, organizers urged pragmatism, getting out the vote, contacting representatives, and backing specific legislation such as the police body cameras. As this group stages demonstrations again, Elijah Coles Brown will be in school, learning his timetables, or perhaps the history of nonviolent protest, which he knows firsthand after this weekend's march. I'm James Perla.